sometimes are heavy laden as the dark skies are this morning. As it happened again in Fort Hood. Welcome to the What's on Your Mind preview. This is Mark the Freedom Poet. Scott is remote today. He'll be running that amazing program. He is loaded from 9 to 11 on the What's on Your Mind show. So Scott will be doing a road report before long, but in the meantime, got a special weather statement here. Patchy freezing drizzle with areas of fog will continue across much of the southwest and south-central North Dakota this morning, includes I-94 from Montana border to Jamestown and much of Highway 200. Use caution if traveling. Already slick roads from snow overnight may become even more slippery from freezing drizzle. Do not use cruise control during winter driving conditions. Then the freezing drizzle expected to continue through this morning. Heavier band of ice this moving west to east across Brown and northern Spink counties. This will cause hazardous driving conditions, slick roads there. Then the hazardous weather outlook is for portions of eastern North Dakota, west central, and northwest Minnesota. Light snow will gradually taper off after leaving 1 to 2 inches in eastern North Dakota and the northern Red River Valley. Then just a chance for some light snow late this afternoon. No hazardous weather is expected in this area Friday through Wednesday. However, they're looking forward in the Twin Cities for 6 to 14 inches of snow, and I don't know how far west that goes from Thursday and Friday, so there's some grumbling about that. But, you know, what's just absolutely blown up the press, the front page of the USA Today and so many papers around the country and in the cable news, TV news, is the Fort Hood staggered by a second mass shooting. This begs all kinds of questions, so if you happen to have a question or an answer or a thought about all of this, please call 855-200-1776. This is a man that was suffering from PTSD. There was some talk that claimed that he'd had a traumatic brain injury, the shooter that is dead. So we have two profoundly different and yet incredibly evocative attacks at the gun-free zone of the Fort Hood base. There was a man on Fox this morning, a person that had been there and helped in 2009, and he said that could have prevented a lot of it if the people would have been allowed to carry. I mean, these are people that know how to handle weapons safely more than anybody else, or the people in the military. You know, here they are going shoulder to shoulder and side by side with people, and they know how. And that's one side of that whole picture. And then, of course, now we have a good road report. Is it driving tough, Mr. Scott? How are you?
Hi, Mr. Mark. How are you doing?
Well, I'm somber. This thing in Fort Hood really grieves me on a lot of levels, but I'm glad you're safe. And did you have to drive through some slop?
Yeah. In fact, you know, I've driven 94 a lot this winter, which is arguably been one of our worst winters. And I don't know that I've seen it as bad as it was. I'm to about Sterling now. So, you know, just coming into Bismarck, last half hour into Bismarck here, and it's finally decent, although that freezing rain you were just talking about, which is odd because the temperatures are in the mid-20s. You know, I've seen temps on this trip anywhere from 24 to 26 degrees and freezing rain. So, you know, it's a little odd to have that. So that's flicked things up. But in fact, I didn't see the actual pavement of the passing lane. It was all snow and ice and slush covered from Fargo Moorhead all the way to quite a ways west.
Oh, so, man, how fast could you drive?
Yeah, there were times when there were strings of semis and cars that were doing about 45, 50. You know, so, a lot of the rest stops populated with the truckers, I think, were just waiting it out. I was really surprised. It was, for all the winter we've had this year, with conditions not necessarily that bad, but the actual road was not as bad as I've seen it. Certainly the passing lane, just horrendous. You're pretty much stuck with the driving lane, and then, you know, really need to dial it back over in the passing lane. So it was a a little bit rough, so I just want to let folks know if they're heading 94 east to west to expect some delays without question, at least until you get 23 miles west of Bismarck. So,
looks like you got loaded program today too, Scott. I mean, even from the Golden Girls all the way to 11.
We have we'll come up here just a little bit, the Golden Girls, and that'll be interesting on the Fort Hood situation. We have a little more on that great plumber in the Dell charity we told you about, take care of these special needs kids, coming up at the bottom of the hour. Next hour, Senator Heidi Heitkamp joining us to talk about her Obamacare fix and also her proposal on the coal industry. But also I need to ask her about this Fort Hood situation, obviously. Then we have Colonel Alan West on his new book, and also obviously he's been commenting quite a bit on Fort Hood as well. I have to tell you, normally in these situations, I get a little angry about, in this case, another gun-free zone costing lives, which seems stupid. But my overwhelming sense this time is, the question, and I guess only vets can answer this, are we doing enough for them? Are we doing enough for them? I think about, the unemployment rate among vets, higher than the national average, which is bad enough, but worse for vets. Why? What is going on there? I think of, the effects that they're facing after coming back to combat, whether we're noticing that quick enough, whether we're getting them the help we need. I think about the cuts proposing in the military. So we're putting more on their backs and at a time when we have, numerous threats. And then, of course, it's impossible to see a situation like this again and not say, when are we going to wake up and repeal the law that says members of the military cannot have a weapon on bases to defend themselves? It's crazy, isn't it?
I mean, when you think that bases would be the obvious epicenter of if there was ever a massive terrorist attack, wouldn't it be fearful for them to attack a base, get inside, and they had one guy screaming Allah Akbar, who, by the way, the last Fort Hood travesty, the people that were killed there didn't get Purple Hearts because he wasn't called a terrorist, for crying out loud. But, what a target. Again, a gun-free zone just invites attack from lunatics.
A gun-free zone is not a safe place.
No, very unsafe.
That's the sad reality here, and it's a law. We're taking people, John Lott posted the interesting thing on his website. John Lott, of course, wrote the book More Guns, Less Crime, is just a tireless defender of the Second Amendment and ultimately just an enormous amount of statistics that prove out, the title of his book, More Guns, Less Crime. And ironically, he had a son at Fort Hood and not far from this particular incident and went through a number of the statistics on this and again, calling for a wake-up call on these gun-free zones. I posted that on our Facebook page. Check that out and weigh in if you'd like.
Yeah, and when you think of the most important element of our defense of our country, which should be the prime directive of government, the most important element is the human element. We need to do everything we can to ensure that our troops are safe and that they're treated, they're affirmed, they're healed, they're literally treated like the heroes they are from stem to stern. And we need to devote serious resources to making sure that every returning veteran and every veteran is given the very best chance at restored mental health.
Absolutely. And I answer the question, are we doing enough for the vets? Answer the question, why is their unemployment rate twice the national average? Answer the question, is it time for this law to change? And why are we cutting the military and putting more in their backs? That's why we ask the question, what's on your mind? You can answer it at 855-200-1776. Going to spend a lot of time on this today and hopefully find some answers, common sense out there.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's a morning of sighs. What's amazing about this, when something like that happens, then so much of the other big issues in the world are kind of shunted. They got Syria saber rattling in the Korean Peninsula. Crimea isn't going away. We've got all kinds of frustrations, happiness and anger about the justices loosening political giving and all of those kind of issues as well. 855-217-76. What's on your mind today? Back soon with Scott. Are you going to hang on a little bit? Maybe not.
I'll let you go to the Golden Girls. You and the Golden Girls. That'll be the first food fight of the day. Have at it.
Thank you, sir. Drive safe.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
My friends at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, and Walker, Minnesota have done it again. A great deal, a very special deal for our listeners now through the end of April. Here's the deal. 50% off, half off any room. 50% off, that's right, half off any spot treatment. 50% off the bowling, private bowling at two lanes. You'll have a blast. It's great family fun. We crank up the jukebox. We have a great time every time we go. Plus, free breakfast each morning of your stay for the entire crew. Your pick of rooms, three-bedroom, two-bedroom, you name it. Just need a king-size big room. There's no such thing as a bad room at Chase on the Lake. They're all fabulous. Here's how you get this offer. Any Sunday through Thursday, now through the end of April, go to chaseonthelake.com and use the promo code SCOTT. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code SCOTT. If you'd like, call them. Tell them Scott sent you. They'll walk you through the reservation. 888-CHASE-06. 888-242-7306. Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota. You'll love it.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, folks. We're very happy. Mark the Freedom Poet here as Scott Hennen is slip sliding his way down 94, getting close to Bismarck, where he'll be conducting the show today from High Plains Apache in Mandan. Like to welcome a very interesting couple of roommates, veteran reporters, one on the right and one on the left. Welcome Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum. Thank you, Golden Girls, for being with
us
today.
Thank you.
Happy
morning.
To have you.
How are you?
Well, it's very, very interesting. I was just amazed. Scott told me you live together. How is this possible?
Well, we don't live together full time, but we do live together part time because we're both on the road quite a bit. So we have a Golden Girls apartment in D.C.
That's cool.
True. We're like stewardess. Most of the times we're not even around each other, but when we are, holy cow.
I bet
know. When we're around, man, there are fireworks. And you know what? She made an altar to her buddy, Ronald Reagan and George Bush, both of them. Well, I included your guys, Ellen. I mean, you know, just because Obama's a little left of center, and I mean, come on.
Well, do you
I
have
wish he was left of center. To me, he's a right winger. Somebody's calling Paul Ryan a stink burger.
Oh, that's
well,
really
he
funny.
He should have used the nay. I agree. It's although so that's what Paul Ryan is.
Oh, my. Well, you know, the biggest topic of the day is all of the questions that are being begged about the second event at Fort Hood. Do you happen to have any feelings on that topic?
About Fort Hood? Yeah, absolutely, because I'm a Texan.
That's
and,
right.
And I'm very concerned about the fact that we're cutting the money on the military, and we've got to be able to beef up money to be able to help these guys that had to go back and forth for you know, different tours to Iraq, and I think we have to really spend more money in the military and also on their health care when they're coming back.
Well, I actually, Blanquita and I rarely agree on things, but we do agree on this, and the problem is that in the olden days, if you got what would now be a traumatic brain injury, you would have been dead, and
yeah.
Now you live through it, but it does affect the brain. And these traumatic brain injuries, we really don't know what it causes. We also, in World War II, we called people with post-traumatic stress disorder shell-shocked. And
right.
We also don't know what effect, because things are so different in terms of this kind of war. You know, you were in the trenches, you were with your buddies. So even if you had post-traumatic stress, you had somebody to sort of go through it. Now a lot of war, and I believe this guy was a driver, a lot of war is you handle it on your own, and I don't think we're set up to do that.
And I also think that they don't have a capability right now. They've been talking about being able to identify the signs. Well, you don't know what the trigger that's going to hit this one individual is going to be that's going to set him over the top. So, you know, I feel very worried that we're not putting enough money there to try to help these young men and women or older men and women who have been through very, very perilous experiences serving our country.
Well, we don't disagree on that. We do disagree on some other issues, like the campaign
bring it up.
I mean, I think the Supreme Court was right out of its mind. It was clearly a 5-4 decision in favor of the right, and I don't think money equals free speech.
Well, sure it equals free speech, Helen. You know, the funny thing on the ruling that the Supreme Court looked at McCutcheon versus the Federal Election Committee, they ruled that spending limits are not going to apply, but the 2,600 limit for candidates still in place. They're just saying if you have more candidates that you want to support, you have the right as an individual to be able to put money on those campaigns. The fact of the matter is, what I think this is doing, it's going to make it more honest. You're going to know where people are putting their money instead of having people try to do funny deals to hide the money, and it still becomes more corrupt.
Well, I wish it would be more out in the out, but I'm still saying that if you not outlaw these super PACs, and these super PACs are what get the money, and if these guys want to hide their money, that's still going to do it. And people like Sheldon Adelson or the Koch brothers, your friends, Blanquita, can still hide the money if they want and
well,
try and
go better with
the
Coke.
Way America goes.
But what about the enormous power of the unions, you know? I mean, the people, individuals, if they can only give $2,600, they still can't compete with the enormous giving of, say, the teachers' union.
That's correct, but I think they're getting worried that the teachers union now is looking at what's happening to their own pension funds and the like, and they're concerned about what's happening with their own profession. They may not swing and go to the left as much as they have in the past. So now the individual has an opportunity to say, okay, maybe I'm getting pressure. Even a teacher is getting pressure to put money in their union vote will say, you know what? Privately, I'm going to go support this person and this person and this person to make sure that my candidate wins.
Well, listen, my view is we have got to have publicly financed elections, Blanquita. It is time to get all money out of politics.
Well, you tell that to the radio and television people and the people that are selling ads because they become so, I mean, that's how a lot of networks keep their revenue up because they count on election time.
Well, they're still going to have it if we have public financing. They can still buy it on the airwaves. It's just that everybody will get a set amount of money.
Let's keep it free market. I'm all for free market. I'm all for free speech. I'm all for free market.
Just imagine how fair the federal government would be under Obama. I mean, he kind of tipped his hand as far as the way the IRS focuses on Tea Party. So I imagine government-funded campaigns would be just a circus for the left.
Let me tell you something.
Ellen.
The IRS has been after me in other days under Republican administration. So I think this is business as usual on both sides. I'm not saying it's right. I just say that's how they do business.
Yeah, but I think what he's talking about is the lack of accountability. You know, you and I have, you may have had the IRS go after you. I may have friends on the left or the right. But the bottom line is we have to be accountable. You bring the IRS before a Senate committee and they don't want to testify. You get people that are coming in from whether it's Department of Defense, CIA, who have accountability to the American taxpayers and they don't want to testify. Something's wrong. So do I agree with you. If I have the federal government that's providing some accountability and campaigns, I'm worried about it.
Do you think we should curtail the IRS power?
I think we moved to a system where we shorten the period that you're allowed to campaign, but of course that would never pass the Supreme Court in their ridiculous free speech decision, and we publicly financed campaign and people had to take it, we would take this kind of insane influence that people like the Koch brothers have on American politics.
Let me tell you, I'm going to go free speech all the way. And after having been in places like Venezuela and Russia and China and other countries that have a very, very limited ability to practice free speech, I'll err on the side of free speech, even in situations that I don't like what the other person is saying. I think that's the most important thing we have to protect.
Yeah,
I believe in free speech, too. I just don't believe that money equals free speech.
But, you know, you ladies disagree, but you do it civilly, and I think that's really an important adjunct, an accoutrement to free speech exercise. Thank you so much, Golden Girls. It's just fascinating to hear you spar. Back tomorrow, I guess, with the Golden Girls on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items, burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza's fantastic, personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too, a great bakery department, and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. You like the song Farmer in the Dell? Well, a lot of people like Farmer on the Dell, and I like it better than I used to because I found out about an amazing thing going on, Farm in the Dell of the Red River Valley. Now, I want you to listen. FarmInTheDellRRV.org. It's a great organization, a 501c3, and I have Swanson and Lee Swanson right now to talk about a great event tonight. Friends of the Farm, Thursday, April 14, second annual fundraiser. You're cordially invited. And this doesn't cost you anything unless you participate in a great silent auction. Or this is going to be a speaker by the name of Shirley Willis. She's the executive director from White House Christian Home in Montana. They're going to have dessert, but the silent auction starts at 6. Speaker program dessert at 7, Minnesota State University, Moorhead, in the Comstock Memorial Union Ballroom. Welcome to the Swansons. How are you today?
Great.
Doing great.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Why don't you just, you know what's going on tonight. Why don't you, first of all, tell us about this amazing charity, 501c3, that you have.
Well, Farm in the Dell has kind of grown out of a need for different options for kids with special needs, or I should say adults with special needs. They are doing this out in Montana. They have 4 farms in Montana. There's a couple in Canada. There's one in Russia. And they have found that people do better when they are working with the land, when they're working with animals. They're happier, and they have a real purpose, doing meaningful work.
Feel fulfilled. And I understand you have a number of autistic people and some other special needs as well. Is it largely autistic?
It is every gamut, I guess, of the special needs community.
Maybe some Down syndrome as well?
Yes, we do have some kids with Down syndrome that come out and volunteer. We do have some kids with cerebral palsy that walk with crutches and have some physical disabilities. And then we do have quite a few kids with autism that come out. I say kids, but I'm talking young adults. As a mom, that just kind of comes
well,
out of my
mouth.
You
know, I call people your age kids. I'm almost 123, you know. I have 17 grandbabies. But anyway, I had the honor of working with these very special people, especially I worked with Tourette's, and my biggest help work was with autistic, mm-hmm. the full range up to Asperger. And it is amazing the frustration trying to do things and function in a groups. Some various, they're all unique. Every one of them is different, like we all are, and different whole range of personalities, but accomplishment, when they can do something, and the pride of accomplishment, the joy of that. You know, you're talking about providing a place for these people. Some might be, you know, in their middle ages even, a home in a Christian environment where they can live in a place where they're nurtured, encouraged, and then have chores to do and routine, and then the harvest, you know?
Yes. We got a little taste of that We have a big community garden that we've been working on this last summer, and we had a lot of unexpected results that we weren't even expecting to see. We saw
even
kids,
better than you thought.
Yes, better. Kids that were hard to get motivated, hard to get out there working, eager to be shoveling compost, pulling weeds, and then when things did grow, there was a lot of pride.
And excitement, and seeing, you know, that's the thing about a garden in the Red River Valley. Gardens really flourish if you got enough degree days going on. We get over, if we could have a little more global warming, I'd love that. But I guess I'll keep politics out of this today. But but you want to buy a farm in the Dell here where people can actually live. You might have some animals there as well as all kinds of produce that you're growing, and that these people can maybe even make a little income and truly have a real life, a complete life.
Yes.
In Helena, they have three greenhouses. Two of them grow tomatoes, and the third it does the flowers that they have.
Three greenhouses. So they're working even in the winter.
No, not in the winter so much.
But so they're working and tending a lot of plants, watching the weeds, keeping them groomed, watching for pests.
A couple of years ago, they grew about 30,000 pounds of tomatoes they sold to restaurants and local buyers.
30,000 pounds?
Yes.
You see, so then the beauty of that, now they start to pay for their own support.
Yes.
You know, what a joy that was.
And then the third greenhouse they used for flowers that they gave to government. I mean, that they sold the government buildings and throughout the town. And then they'd come back later when the plants or the flowers wilting and stuff and use that towards pot pourri to sell.
Wow, that's very cool. And so now you are going to have a great event tonight. People can get there before 6. Can they come a little earlier and look at all of the items?
They certainly can.
And tell us about some of the great items that people can come and bid on tonight.
Well, we have, at this point, about 120 items. We have anything from movie baskets to jewelry. We have a gas grill. We have a freezer full of meat.
Oh, what's a freezer full of meat?
Well, $150 worth of meat. I'm not sure if it's coming with the freezer, but it's the meat. It's the contents.
So
there's toys. There's dress-up baskets for girls. There's little cat-type toys and things that have been donated. There's some gardening equipment, gardening supplies, just a real range of things for anyone.
Are you also soliciting people to be a part of your group or to be regular donors? Or do you have a kind of a program like that you're trying to develop?
Yeah, we are definitely open to taking donations. We are looking for land. If there is somebody that is out there that has 20 acres.
Don't you have 20 acres too much, sir? I'm talking to you with 7,806 acres. You only need 7,790 of them. Come on. You can do it. These people, their lives are transformed.
Yes.
These challenging kids. I'll tell you, it is tough because they've got great minds. They're amazing people, all of them, whether it's cerebral palsy, Down syndrome, autistic, Tourette's. These people are great people, but they're regarded as different, and just that alone is enough of a challenge. So first of all, then they can be with other people that have similar challenges. They can be in a community to where they have a better way of relating, and they can have this fulfillment of success. I mean, this is an amazing idea.
Yeah, and it also brings in the community. They've really found out in Montana that the farms draw people from the community out to the farm. They do school groups out there. Classes can bring their students out, do tours, see the gardens, see that the individuals with disabilities can be successful. We can live together. We can all participate in this project together. They have petting zoos. Some of them have done some animal boarding. There is just such a wide range of options of what the farm can be.
Do they have chickens and eggs? Yes,
they do have chickens and eggs.
No, I used to work on a farm, a dairy farm, when I was in high school, and that was just a regular practice of going to where all the range chickens had their little nests around the farm. What would be in, like, in the cow's trough or in a, you know, they'd be here and there. The chickens would be having their eggs every day, and that was just fun to go and get them. Of course, those eggs are just the best in the world, you know. range eggs. So another thing, folks, think about your own children and your own grandchildren. Think about how you, what do you want for them? You want the best fulfilled life you possibly can have. Yesterday we had Glenn Urlacher here, who has an autistic son, and his face was just lit up about hope for a better, more fulfilled life for his kid. And a place, there's a place for us. You know, how cool is that? You can be a part of something very special, folks. Friends, be a friend of Farm in the Dell. Friends of the Farm, Thursday, April 3rd, 2004. That's today. We're going to have Shirley Willis. Now, they've been doing this for 30 years out in Montana. And
they
she's going to be speaking tonight. And she's got all kinds of amazing stories. And she's been a big part in the success of Farm in the Dell program, hasn't she?
Yes. We're hoping to give people a little taste of what the farm really can be. She's been running the one out in Kalispell for the last 10 years. And we had the opportunity to go out and visit that farm about a year ago. And it was amazing the pride that those individuals living there had for their own home. They showed us their rooms. They took us out. They showed us their gardens, their animals. There was just a real sense of family, a sense of belonging, and a lot of pride in what they were doing.
And a lot of structure and a lot of love.
Yes.
And a lot of love.
Yeah.
And a lot of respect.
Yeah.
Affirmation.
Yeah.
Things sadly missing in a lot of our environments in this world, you know. Folks, and as you heard, just a very small partial list of some of the items up, you heard a wide range of costs. I mean, there's some, you can get a free dessert. You can learn something new about something very special. You know, now, it looks like with the new statistics, one out of every 68 newborn children is autistic. It's unbelievable, the increase. We don't know if that's mercury related. There's all kinds of theory about it. But this is a serious situation, and we need to be really reaching out to this group of people as well as other people with challenges, you know. And this is an opportunity to learn about something really worth supporting. Friends of the Farm tonight at Morehead State University, the Comstock Memorial Union Ballroom. Another thing I heard they're going to auction away is a week's stay at a resort, you know.
Yes.
So they've got all kinds of wonderful things that you have a chance to bid on, and in doing so, help them move towards their $500,000 goal of being able to buy a farm within 10 miles, a farm where these people can live and thrive, where they can max out their abilities. We have just a little bit longer. Could you kind of give a good commercial why you two are involved? Here's a husband and wife that are involved in this great thing.
A little commercial about tonight.
Yep.
Well, it's going to be a great event. We've got our silent auction starting at 6. Many, many items out there to bid on. You'll get a little taste of what we have done so far in the Fargo-Moorhead area with the garden that we've been growing, what the kids are doing to raise money. They're working toward this goal themselves. It's not just adults and the board members working it. It's actually people with disabilities out there working the garden, raising money, and trying to work toward this home that they want to have. The program, Shirley Willis, is just a delight. She has been running a farm out in Kalispell for the last 10 years. She has lots of great stories about what has been successful. That one...
That's just great. Folks, friends of the farm, be a friend of the farm tonight at 6 o'clock at Morehead State University, Comstock Memorial Union Building, farminthedellrrv.org.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Mark, the Freedom Poet here. Scott will be joining us at 9 o'clock. He has got a jam-packed show today. Just amazing. We are in the aftermath of all of a sudden worried about a plane disappearing and off of Australia somewhere is back news because of the horrific tragedy again at Fort Hood. Four dead, 16 wounded after mass shooting. Gunman kills himself. ID'd his 34-year-old Ivan Lopez on meds, mental health issues, was being treated, served in Iraq, PTSD, depression, anxiety. Wow. So we have enormous issues, folks. All kinds of if questions are begged about this situation. Of course, it's a gun-free zone. You know, they can't, our best-trained weapon experts, the United States military, can't even conceal carry on bases, so they're vulnerable. You know, there's commentary that this, not the both of the tragedies, the what I call is the Muslim psychiatrist's terrorist attack, and then this one, were in gun-free zones and could have been mitigated, reduced dramatically if people would have had the right to bear arms, the people that know how to handle safely firearms. So that's an issue. If you want to weigh in on that, 855-200-1776. Scott is going to have Heidi Heidkamp with him. She's got some coal legislation and calls for changes to Obamacare. So that'll be on at 9:30. Open phone segments right at the top of the hour and what's on your mind. Then one of my favorite people, he was probably in my top five favorite congressmen, and he just barely lost re-election in Florida, former Congressman and Marine Colonel Alan West. He's written a terrific book, Guardian of the Republic. And so Scott is going to be interviewing him at 10:06. Folks, this is really important. This man's book, Guardian of Freedom, compares and contrasts republic versus democracy in the most compelling and articulate way. It makes it very clear the differences between the two. That's something that, you know, I try to do as I teach Constitution classes. It's really important for you to understand how superior to a democracy a true republic is. And he gets it. It means better chance of limited government, more servant leadership rather than master leadership. Then we have the Winnipeg couple, parents in the altercation in West Fargo Arena. They're banned from games for 3 years. How many times have you seen a parent or somebody going nuts at a ball game and you say, maybe they should be banned? You know, I almost got a little too vigorous in some of my cheering earlier on, too. Then there's another huge controversy that's really sweeping the whole country, and that's the Supreme Court ruling allowing more private money in election campaigns. They had a roughly $100,000+ limit where all of the federal campaigns that you support, you know, this year there's the 435 congressional races, and then on top of that there are 36 Senate races. So you've got 471 races, and limit to each of them is still $2,600. You can give more than $2,600, but you can give to all of them. And then you can give to PACs and you can give to parties. So what a millionaire can give, or even somebody that's got $100,000 or $200,000 allocated for saving this country or political purposes, they can really exercise their freedom of managing their money and give it to people that are exercising their free speech to champion issues they believe in. So that's now how important the Bakken is to North Dakota. Oil and gas tax revenues now are 50% of North Dakota's collections. Think about that when you see anti-fracking in place in California, when you see talk about at war with coal. And it's very, very important, folks, to understand that with the wrong government, just if we lost the House of Representatives and Nancy Pelosi was the rep again, I believe they could shut down North Dakota's oil industry in a couple of weeks, because they have so many of them are just bitterly hostile to they don't even believe in private ownership of land, many of them. It's just amazing, but they certainly regard, you know, natural gas and oil and coal as something anathema to our world, some kind of a global warming threat or something. Then we have the whole process of dealing with a protracted winter, and I think it's getting on people's nerves. They're calling for 6 to 14 inches of snow down in the Twin Cities. And we are likely to have some here today, not nearly that much, and mostly the snow by 10 a.m. Scott said it was very, very slippery as it's been all year as he drove from Fargo early out to Bismarck today. And so be very, very careful, because we had drizzle and then snow, and do not, whatever you do, do not have cruise control on. Today it should get up to 36, and east winds 8 to 11. It is snowing in Fargo. Could have daytime accumulations around an inch or so, 30% chance tonight by 1 a.m., and then down to 27, which, of course, freezes and refreezes. So be careful on your drive tomorrow. It's going to be better this weekend. We're moving towards 47 on Saturday. Looks like good out in Tioga as well. So stay stay tuned for What's on Your Mind, and we'll be back with Common Sense Club later on today as well.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Self-reliance, survival supplies, survival skills, national experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa, it's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network. Along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.